if we move then from MacDonald to someone who's definitely an adult writer, or at least a writer for teenagers, though he was also called a boys writer, and I don't know how you can tell how young those boys could be reading his stories, is H. Rider Haggard. Haggard is most famous as the author of the book King Solomon's Mines and She, but he wrote tons of fantasy works. And he was widely esteemed in his own time period. In fact, Rudyard Kipling, the author of much-studied poetry and the Just So stories and Kim and so forth, a writer who straddles the difference between being a serious good writer and a popular writer. Kipling once wrote a letter to Haggard saying, "I don't know how you do it. How do you keep those plots going so well? You're a genius writer." And Haggard was recognized in his time as being both a popular writer and a successful one. And it's only from our later vantage point, when we look back at Haggard and we'd see him as not being very serious, though he's studied a lot now to see what Victorian ideas about empire were about. In any event, Haggard's adventure novels are strongly grounded in heroism. There's lots of violence. There's lots of romance. And occasionally, magic and the fantastic enter into it. So again, if we're examining the complexities of categorizing fantasy, of figuring out the boundaries of the genre, Haggard's sort of fantasy, She has some magic in it, Eric Brighteyes has some magic in it, King Solomon's Mines a little bit, but it's still difficult to categorize him as strictly fantasy. I want to talk about one of his less famous novels, which is called Eric Brighteyes. And I want to do this because Tolkien himself says that Eric Brighteyes is as good a historical fiction treatment of northern material, in other words, not classical things from Homer and Virgil, but stories from Beowulf and Anglo-Saxon material and also Old Norse material. And Tolkien thought that Haggard managed to pull that together and make it into an exciting modern novel. Of course, it's written in the 19th century, but for Tolkien, that was modern. He grew up in the very early part of the 20th century, was born in the 19th. And what Haggard does is he read the Old Norse sagas. I'm almost certain he read them in William Morris's translations. I don't think he worked with the original materials. And he pulled all the stories together to make one large story around one protagonist, who he names Eric Brighteyes. Eric Brighteyes is your stereotypical Nordic hero. He's very handsome. He's very strong. He's very brave. He's very charming. He's very stupid. He falls in love with sweet, kind, wonderful Gudruda. And he's coveted by the evil Swanhild, who is Finnish, and so therefore, in Haggard's view, dangerous and possessed of magic.